Good morning and welcome. We're back again with the Venerable Howe, scholar in Greek and Hebrew at the Theological Seminary for 50 years. And we've got Andrew Crawford back again. Last week, you remember, we were hearing about burying the communion silver underneath his house right across the road from the church. And you were on the last train out of Columbia when Sherman's troops were coming in, taking bonds and stocks and burying them in a cornfield.
Yes, in a cornfield in near Chester, South Carolina, with a Presbyterian minister there. And we actually, the Columbia was occupied for a number of weeks by a large number of Union soldiers. So we basically left everything where we had buried them until they left Columbia. And then, I was in Chester. I proceeded to go back to Winnsboro, where I had family. I worked at a hospital there. There was a lot of makeshift hospitals had been formed and was a nurse and a doctor's aide there for a few weeks. And then, luckily, I came back to Columbia. I had a brother that lived in Columbia, and my two daughters and I went to his house over off of Bull Street, Bull and Blanding, and lived there for a number of years. But then I was able to retrieve the communion silver from underneath my house that had burned there. And then I was able to go back to Chester and retrieve. And then we had to dry out all the papers from the seminary and had those back. So luckily,
you would have had some contact again with the Venerable
Yes,
Howe.
Yes, yes.
He made my paycheck every week.
Didn't pay you that well?
No, not well, no.
And the seminary was in some state of financial difficulty?
Always. Always.
And you helped them out?
Yes, yes. But I paid him enough to eat well, you can tell, so by that button. But the seminary, like a lot of things in South Carolina, had issues related to related to finances and where we, basically everything was destroyed. So I worked with a lot of good people to put the finances back together with the Columbia Theological Seminary and First Presbyterian Church. We worked hard there as well.
What's this kettle?
Well, when the night that Columbia burned, my family members, my sister had remained in Columbia to be a caretaker of our house. And we had other relatives, a lot of cousins I had other brothers and sisters in Columbia. They assembled in this churchyard because everything else was on fire. The church was not. So they felt safe here. But it was a cold night in February. So they used this tea kettle, built a fire in the churchyard.
The actual one?
This one.
What?
And made tea to stay warm throughout the night. Until the sun came up the next day, the day after the fire, the Columbia was burned.
Where is this housed?
It's been with family since then.
How extraordinary.
Yes, yes. Amazing.
So we are to envision, what, 20, 30 people
yes.
in the churchyard making tea?
Yes.
In the middle of the night?
Scared to death. The city had been burned. Union soldiers were everywhere. A lot of issues going on, and this is where they assembled, and this was their refuge.
What an extraordinary story! Any other contributions from this man's life?
No, he hurt my feelings talking about how fat I am. I'm done with him.
Well, do you have any more advice for folk in this season?
Well, wear your mask, and here again, vote again.
Stay well, and see you next Friday.